Today is Tuesday, May 14th, 2013. So last week was Teacher Appreciation Week for teachers, and my students gave me a lot of nice gifts. They did something for me each day of the week. I think Monday, what was it on Monday? Oh, they gave me a big basket full of like healthy things, apples and oranges and apple crisp, like these dried apples, and cashews and almonds, and you know, just healthy stuff. And that was like the beginning of the week, because they said after that everything was going to go downhill. Because on Tuesday they gave me breakfast. I had one of the mothers went out early in the morning, because I get to work really early, and she got Egg McMuffins and a Coke for me for breakfast on Tuesday. And then on Wednesday they bought me lunch, and they brought it to school and gave it to me, and it was a small cheese pizza from Pizza Hut. And then on Thursday, the teachers got to go out to lunch. So right before we went out to lunch, they gave me $25 to pay for my lunch. And I thought that was really nice. And then on Friday, we had the PTA did, which is the Parent Teacher Association, they did a big luncheon in the teacher's lounge. And my parents gave me a huge basket full of gift cards and wine-related items, like a set of wine glasses, a corkscrew, a wine chiller that you put in the refrigerator, and then you can carry wine and keep it chilled. And the gift cards were, well, I, of course, rudely added them all up, and it was $485 worth of stuff. Yes, I said that right. $485 worth of stuff. The main one was a $100 gift card to the Apple Store, because they know that I am saving up to buy a new laptop, and I'll talk about that in a minute. But so I got a $100 gift card to the Apple Store. Then I got a $100 gift card, like a American Express, I guess it's a cash gift card, whatever. And then a $25 gift card, American Express gift card, and then a whole bunch of cards for other places, like and some of them I'm not sure why they chose them, but like Crate and Barrel, I got a $20 gift card, and McDonald's, I got a gift card, and Pizza Hut, I got a gift card, and the donut place, Dunkin' Donuts, which I don't even go to Dunkin' Donuts very often at all, like once a year when we have to do the breakfast for school. But so they gave me that, and then and I got like $75 in iTunes gift cards, which I instantly put on my iTunes account. So this past week was extremely, extremely nice of my parents to go through such, feats or whatever, efforts to make sure that I felt appreciated, and I definitely did. This is one of the better years I've had in terms of parents showing their appreciation. And they know that teachers are having a tough time right now, especially with no raises and like doubling our workload and all this kind of stuff. So they were extremely nice, and I could not thank them enough. It was very, 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 very generous. Now on to the idea of the new laptop. The laptop I'm currently using is a MacBook from 2009. I think it's 2009. So I need a new laptop, just basically for speed, for being able to use the latest software, stuff like that. And I'm really noticing of late that the laptop is really slowing down. Now, in the past, I have updated that laptop with more RAM and a bigger hard drive, but it's just not cutting it. So my current idea is to get a new MacBook Air. Now, the MacBook Air is not... this hasn't been updated. I think that I looked on these Mac websites that you can find where they list the last time an Apple product was updated, and Apple products in general have not been updated for like 261 days, something like that. And the MacBook Air has not been updated since last June, I believe it was. So I'm expecting at the Worldwide Developers Conference in June that they are going to update, if nothing else, give it a speed bump and maybe a storage bump on the MacBook Air. What I would really like is, I'm not as concerned about the speed bump, but I really want them to update you know, the basic model to 512 of the well, it's flash drive right now, I guess. There's no hard drive in the MacBook Air. It's all flash driven. So I would really, really want that. But the basic configuration is I want the 13-inch because it comes with the, what's that little card slot, the HD, no, what is it? The card slot that where you can put your little card from your camera in there and it automatically, you know, opens up iPhoto and imports your photos. Or what's that card slot called? I know everybody's screaming at their iPods or iPhones. I forget what it's called. Is it HD card slot? I don't know. In any case, that's why I want the 13-inch. And I think I would need the bigger screen, too. So, also, I would plan to, whatever the speed bump is, like, you know when you go on the Apple website, you can configure the computer the way you want it. So I would get the, I guess it's the 2.0 gigahertz chip. I would try to get 16 gig of RAM, minimum of 8, but maybe 16 if I can afford it. And then currently the base model comes with 256 SSD, and I want the 512 because I've looked at what I currently have on my laptop, and I use about almost 300 gigabytes of stuff, storage on there. So I would need at least 512 to give me some space. But here's the other thing I've decided I'm going to do. Once I get this new laptop, I'm going to put all of my files that I use for work in Dropbox and then only use Dropbox so that, therefore, I won't have to have it on my actual hard drive. I just pull down the file that I need and then save it back to the Dropbox. So, anyway, that's my plan. And I've been saving gift cards since last year. And I currently have $580 worth of gift cards. And I think I might get one more before I buy the laptop because my birthday is coming up at the end of this month in exactly 15 days. So we'll see if I get a gift card for my birthday. I don't know. We will see. Oh, excuse me. So anyway, I'm planning to get the new MacBook Air. I really would like to just get the base configuration with the upgrade of the speed and the RAM. That's if they increase the SSD card with this next version. Now, the other question about the MacBook Air, at least the rumors and stuff, we're talking that Apple's going to put a Retina display on the MacBook Air. I'm not as concerned about having the Retina display because I currently don't have a Retina display on my 2009 laptop, so I don't think I would miss, you know, not having one. So I'm not as concerned about that. Anyway, enough about the computer stuff, because this weekend was Mother's Day weekend, and on Friday night, my partner made dinner for my mother and his parents, because his parents are in town. Well, they've been in town for like 10 days. I think they're going home. Or did they? Maybe they went home today. I'm not sure. In any case, on Friday night, I picked up my mother in the middle of rush hour traffic and drove her to my partner's place. It took us like an hour and so forth, more than an hour to get there. But we got there and we had some nice nibbles before dinner and chit-chatted with his parents. And then we had dinner and my partner made crab cakes and I had fluke flounder and they had asparagus and strawberry salad and just a really nice dinner, and we had a great time chatting and sipping on some wine. And before I knew it was like 10:30, and it's like, ooh, I gotta get my mom home because she's gonna be 82 in August, and she is sleepy all the time. Well, not all the time, but she doesn't stay up late. And actually, she fell asleep in the car on the way home. But we had a really nice time. So also, while his parents were in town, we took them to a couple wineries on Saturday, because Saturday was Wine Tourism Day. So we went to wineries that we had not taken them to before, and we had a really good time. And I believe his father got a little tipsy, but not too bad. But we had a really nice time. We spent the whole day at two wineries, and we met some people there and chatted about wine and what all's going on, and really had a great time. So then they dropped me off and they went home, and I said my goodbyes. And I'm actually going to try to go to New Orleans this summer if the air flight is not outrageously expensive for the time that I want to go and spend a couple days in New Orleans. But more about that in a future episode. Then on Sunday, you know, lately I have been doing a lot of bird watching, and if you follow my blog at all, you've seen all the pictures that I post on my blog and on Facebook, if you follow me on Facebook. So Sunday, since I wasn't getting together with my partner's parents and him, I made my own plans, and I went to a park that's not too far from my house, probably, I don't know, 20, 25 minutes away. And I, literally, the minute I got out of the car and started listening for birds, within 3 minutes, I heard a bird, you know, chirping in the tree, and I look up, and it's a bird I did not recognize, but I thought it was a scarlet tanager, and I took a whole bunch of pictures and then looked it up on my phone, and sure enough, it was a scarlet tanager. And I was like, yay, another bird. And then I was walking around. This park has this trail, the walking trail, so I walked the whole trail, and I heard a ton of birds, and I saw lots and lots of birds that I have already photographed and already identified, but I didn't find anything else new. Well, as you come back out of the walking trail, you come up to the, I guess it's their nature center, or their, I guess the building for the park or whatever, and they have a whole bunch of these bird feeders out in the back, on the back, like the back lawn or whatever. So I stood there and watched as all these different birds came flying down to the bird feeder. There were like cardinals, and there was a blue jay, there was a downy woodpecker, nuthatch, Carolina chickadee, and a whole bunch of birds. But all of those I have photographed before and identified before. Well, as I was standing there, this guy comes walking by with it. Also, he had a big camera, and he was taking pictures of birds too. And he said, oh, have you seen a black-headed grosbeak? And I was like, no, I don't even know what that looks like. So he pulled it up on his phone, and he said, I was just here in this area a little while ago, and it flew by and up into a tree. And he said, you might see it if you stand here long enough. So then he, you know, he went on. He wasn't hanging around. So I looked up the bird on my phone and got the chirping sound of the bird, like I've done in the past many times, and put it up on the bird feeder where all these birds were coming. And within like 3 minutes, this black-headed grosbeak, or I might be saying that wrong, it might be grosbeak, it's G-R-O-S-B-E-A-K, grosbeak, grosbeak, I don't know. In any case, I saw this yellowish bird fly by, and I followed it up into a tree, and it landed in a tree branch probably, I don't know, 100 feet from the bird feeder where the sound was, and I took a whole bunch of pictures of it. I didn't get the best pictures, I will admit that, but at least I got enough to identify the bird. So when I after that, I walked around a little bit more and didn't see anything else new. So after about, I don't know, 2 hours, maybe 2.5, 3 hours, I didn't really keep track of when I got there, so I don't really remember what time it was. In any case, I decided I would just go home. So I came home and put my pictures on the computer. And sure enough, I got a couple of really good pictures, especially of the scarlet tanager, and enough of a picture to identify the black-headed grosbeak. So I was very pleased with that, and I am now up to 42 photographed birds in 2013. And I'm very proud of that, and I hope that I keep finding more birds. So that's pretty much what I've been up to. It's been chilly here, that we've gotten this cold front that's gone through, and last night it was like 37 degrees here. I woke up this morning and I was just freezing. And actually, I had to use the seat warmers in my car on the way to work today. And I thought, holy crap, it's May 14th and I'm using the seat warmers still. And I wore a coat to school. I was just like, man, this is so odd. But really, after I think about it for a while, this is actually the normal weather pattern for our area. When it gets hot really early, that's like the anomaly. Like last year, it was hot in March and stayed hot for the rest of the summer. But this year, it's gone back to a normal pattern. Or maybe some people would even say maybe a slightly chillier pattern. But I am loving this cool weather because I hate when it's hot when I'm at school. So anyway, that's all I have. This is a much longer podcast than I thought it was going to be. So yeah, that's all I have for today. So until next time, bye.